Johnson & Johnson agrees to end sale of opioids in $230 million settlement. By Amy Furr on June 26, 2021. New York's Attorney General Letitia James said Saturday Johnson & Johnson agreed to stop selling opioids nationwide in a $230 million settlement with the state. As part of the settlement, the company will resolve opioids-related claims and allocate payments over 9 years, CNBC reported. The company could also pay an additional $30 million in the first year if the state executive chamber signs into law legislation making an opioid settlement fund. The press release from James' office read, "If that legislation, which passed the state legislature unanimously, becomes law and all litigating subdivisions within New York sign on to today's settlement, New York would be eligible to receive more than half of total payments, or more than $130 million, as soon as February 2022. Today's agreement also makes enforceable a bar stopping J&J and all of its subsidiaries, predecessors, and successors from manufacturing or selling opioids anywhere in New York, and acknowledges Johnson & Johnson's exit from the opioid business nationally. The opioid epidemic has wreaked havoc on countless communities across New York State and the rest of the nation, leaving millions still addicted to dangerous and deadly opioids," James commented. Johnson & Johnson helped fuel this fire, but today they're committing to leaving the opioid business, not only in New York, but across the entire country. "Opioids will no longer be manufactured or sold in the United States by J&J," she stated. James also addressed the issue on social media, writing, "This is a major step in our fight to end the opioid epidemic, but our work isn't over." On Friday, the Republican National Committee's research team released a video depicting the Biden administration's border crisis fueling the opioid crisis, Breitbart News reported. The administration seems to have few real solutions to the crisis after revoking the former administration's border security policies, such as ending the Remain in Mexico policy, the outlet said. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris failed to mention illegal immigration's impact on Americans and communities across the nation during her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border Friday, according to Breitbart News.